MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, when you're playing in a division with as much parity as the East Division has in the Western Canadian Baseball League this season, finding a way to win consistently can be a bit of a challenge. That has once again been the case for the Moose Jaw Miller Express over their past four games. The Express dropped a 4-3 decision to the Regina Red Sox at Ross Wells Park on Thursday before rebounding with a 12-6 win over the Weyburn Beavers on Friday, dropping a 13-12 decision to the Mavericks in Medicine Hat on Saturday and falling 6-1 to the Mavericks on Sunday. Moose Jaw is now 10-10 on the season to sit 3.5 games back of the Red Sox for first place in the East Division. Regina 4, Moose Jaw 3. The Miller Express haven't found themselves in many low-scoring battles this season, but Thursday night was one of them, and it resulted in one of the quickest games in recent memory, with the teams wrapping things up in only 2 hours and 13 minutes. In the end, the Express were able to rally from a 3-1 deficit with a pair of runs in the 8th, but Regina came right back with a single run in the 9th to secure the win. Holden Hungerford was outstanding for 7 2/3 for the Red Sox, holding the Express to 3 runs on 6 hits and striking out 10. Moose Jaw got to him in the 7th, though with a home run from Garrett Dennis and doubles off the bats of Darren Hagan and Nate Mensick, leading to a pair of runs coming home to tie the game. Justin Carinci would double home Matthew Fox in the top of the 9th, though, and that would be enough for the Regina win. Drew Sorrentino started for Moose Jaw, and other than a 2-run home run in first was solid, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits for 4 innings. Ethan Merck, Ty Thompson and Jacob Castaneda pitched 4 innings of scoreless relief before Takeo Cookson tossed the 9th. Moose Jaw 12, Weyburn 6. 3 runs in the first, another 4 in the second and 3 more in the fourth saw Moose Jaw stake themselves to a 10-0 lead, and they'd go on to the comfortable win. The top of the order did all the damage, as leadoff hitter Thomas Soto was 4-for-5 with a double and 3 runs scored, 2-hitter Nathan Houston was 2-for-3 with a double, triple, 2 runs scored and 4 RBI. 3-hitter Austin Gurney was 2-for-6 with a run and 3 RBI and cleanup hitter Declan O'Hare 3-for-5 with home run and 2 runs scored. Wyatt Tweet also got in the action with a 3-run home run. That offense was more than enough for Cameron Dunn, who allowed 4 runs on 8 hits over 6 innings. Julian Gonzalez and Garrett Houston each had a scoreless inning of relief. Soto tossed the final inning and allowed 2 runs. Medicine Hat 13, Moose Jaw 12. It was another one that got away for the Express, as the Mavericks overcame a 12-6 deficit with 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th and then scored in the 10th to take the win. Mensick turned in a 3-for-5 outing that included a home run, 3 runs and 3 RBI, while Gurney also hit a round tripper and was 3-for-6 with 2 runs and 4 RBI. Darren Hagan and Robert Estrada were also 3-for-6, with Hagan scoring 3 runs and knocking in 1. Evan Derringer also got in on the offense with a solo home run and 2 runs scored. Nick Thibodeau led Medicine Hat's offense, going 2-for-5 with 2 runs and 4 RBI. Merck started and allowed 6 runs on 9 hits over 6 innings. Jacob Keyless pitched the final 3 1/3 and allowed 7 runs on 4 hits. Medicine Hat 6, Moose Jaw 1. The Express haven't been shut down often this season, but Sunday afternoon was one of those occasions. A trio of Mavericks pitchers held Moose Jaw to only 3 hits, and despite drawing 7 walks on the day, the lack of production at the plate was the difference. Aiden Lenzen got the start for Medicine Hat and allowed a run on a single hit over 5 innings, striking out 4 and walking 3. Evan Gant surrendered only 2 more hits over the next 3 innings and John Shields finished things off with a scoreless 9th. O'Hare started for Moose Jaw and allowed 5 runs on 7 hits over 6 innings. Castaneda gave up a run on 2 hits in the 7th and Houston tossed a scoreless 8th. Joe Osborne scored the Express lone run in the 2nd inning, with the only hits coming off the bats of Ethan Bear, Owen Robbins and Justin George. Jordan Phillips went 4-for-4 and scored a pair of runs to pace the Mavs offense. The Express now have Monday and Tuesday off before playing their next four games at home. Wednesday and Thursday against the Mavericks, Friday and Saturday against the Sylvan Lake Gulls. They close out their week on Sunday in Regina. First pitch for each home game is 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.